父神，我们又能够一同来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you that once again we may come before you.
主，这是你给每一位你的儿女的特权。
This is a privilege you have given to your children.
主，也是每个你的儿女的福分。
It's also our blessing.
主，让我们随时随地可以来到你的面前来倾吐我们的心思意念。
That we can come to you whenever and to be clear, near to you.
特别是在这个主日，我们特别来到你的面前，能够集体的来敬拜你。
Also, on this particular day, the Lord's Day, we can come to worship you, together as a group.
用诗歌，用主你的话语，一同带到你的面前，我们一起来歌颂你，来敬拜你。
Through the hymns, through your words, bring us to you and worship you.
所以求主你就引导我们今天的敬拜，愿主你的话语在我们每个人的心中动那美好的善功。
May you lead our worship and may your words work in each one of us, start a good work.
让我们每个你的儿女心被主你感，让我们能够真的是能够活出主你的生命。
So that we may be moved by your words and live out a good example.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray and ask in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么今天大家知道，在主日学的时候呢，少光弟兄给我们提出一个问题，就是说执事什么意思？
In our Sunday school today, our brother Shao Guang has led us in the discussion of the meaning of being a deacon.
那么其实在新约圣经中呢，执事这个词呢有两个意思。
Actually, in the New Testament, there are two meanings of the word deacons.
那么一个是专门负责传神的道或福音的神职人员。
One is the person who is in charge of proclaiming the words of God.
那么例如在格罗西书一章二十三节后面说，这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传于普天下万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的执事。
So like in the Colossians chapter 1, the second half of verse 33, it says that you have heard which has been proclaimed in all creation under earth, heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister.
那么在一章的二十五节他又说，我照神为你们所赐我的职分做了这教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。
Also following verse 25 it says, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that we gave to me, that who gave to me for you to make the word of God fully known.
所以呢，在这两处的经文中，保罗作为执事的职分，那主要的工作他就是做传神的道和全备的福音。
So from these two verses, the reason Paul became a minister is for the purpose of proclaiming God's words and the gospel.
那么执事的另一个意思呢，就是在教会中负责管理某些特定事务的信徒。
Another meaning for the word of deacons.Is to be a servant, managing and working in the church.
那么很像我们平常说的这种，比方我们说干事，也就是那些做事情的人。
It means those people who will do the work.
那么就像 administrator 那个词啊。那么英文我们经常一般用就是用的 deacon.
So in the English name translation is deacons.
就是执事。那么今天信息中的执事呢，就是这个意思。
Today, the meaning of the deacons or minister.
Deacon.
Today, the meaning of we use is a deacon.
那么在初代教会最早设立管理神某些特定事务的这个职分呢，记录在使徒行传的第六章。
So we know the beginning of assigning the deacons was recorded in chapter 6 of the Acts.
那么当时呢，可以说神的第一个教会刚刚建立起来。
At those times, the first church just established.
那么因为信徒越来越多
Because the members of church continue to increase.
所以一些这个讲希腊话的这个犹太信徒呢，就因为他们中间的一些寡妇，那么在饭食上呢没有得到好的供应，所以他们就这个向这个希伯来人的这个信徒呢就发了怨言。
So because the number of Greek-speaking widows are increasing and they were not being taken care of, so they begin to complain to the Hebrew-speaking members.
所以当时的教会呢，它其实以讲希腊语的人占多数。
In those days, the members of the church are predominantly Greek-speaking.
拿我们现在北美的华人教会为例。也就是说讲国语的这些信徒呢与像和讲广东话的这些信徒呢在这个饭食上饮食上呢发生了一些冲突。
If we use today's Chinese church, it would be like the conflicts between Cantonese speaking members and the Mandarin speaking members.
所以于是呢这十二使徒呢就召集会众他们要开会。
Therefore, the 12 apostles called for a meeting.
那么在会众中呢，就选出这个七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。
So they elected the 12, how many people?
七个。
Seven people who are full of wisdom and the Holy Spirit.
那么就让他们了，就专门来负责这些后勤的管理。
So let them to manage all the things of the church.
那么这样呢，十二使徒呢，他们就可以专心的来祷告和传福音等这些属灵上的事。
So the apostles can focus on praying and spreading the words.
所以这七个人可能就是初代教会的第一批执事。
So these seven people could be the first group of deacons in the church.
那么他们在教会中就是负责帮助十二使徒来管理教会中的这些事务性的工作。
So they are there to help the apostles to manage business of the church.
那么就像现在我们教会中执事呢，帮助牧师和长老来做这些关怀呀、财务呀、饮食呀等等这些工作。
It's just like today in our churches that the deacons would help the pastor to manage things such as food and other things.
那今天的信息呢，是使徒保罗他提醒提摩太有关执事做执事的资格以及呢善做执事的一些益处。
So today the message is focused on Paul's teaching on the qualifications of deacons and how to be a good deacon.
那么从中我们可以发现呢，善做执事的人，他们不但是荣神益人，自己也会得到美好的赏赐。
From that we can see, if you can serve God well, not only you can glorify God and benefit others, and you yourself can also be blessed.
那么让我从两方面来和大家分享。
So I will share with you from two different perspectives.
那么一是执事的资格。
The qualifications for deacons.
二呢，就是执事从神得的赏赐。
Deacons reward from God.
那我们一起来看第一点，就执事的资格，这在八节到十二节。
So the first is from verses 8 through 12, qualifications.
那么首先我们来看执事，他的第一个就是资格就是好，他们会要有好的品格。
So the first is they should have a good moral character.
那么在第八节、第十节和十一节。
That's in verse 8, verse 10, and verse 11.
我们先来看第八节。
Back in verse 8.
他说，做执事的也是如此，必须端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财。
So deacons likewise must be dignified, not double-tongued, not addicted to much wine, not greedy for dishonest gain.
那么这里他说做执事的也是如此，他是说他是根据上下文呢，前面因为刚刚讲了做监督的资格。
So he's used the word likewise because in the context above he was just talking about the overseers.
那么做长老的资格呢，它主要包括好的品格，善于教导神的道。
So for the elders, the qualification is have a good character and a good in teaching God's words.
还有就是有很好的管理家庭的能力。
They also have a good management of a family business.
也就是说，做执事的资格和监督的资格呢，有很多的相似的地方。
So in other words, the qualifications for the deacons and the elders are pretty much the same.
所以让我们也一起来看一下，做执事应该有哪些好的品格。
So let's see what kind of good characters for deacons.
那么这里首先说要端庄，那么端庄的意思就是值得人敬重的。
So in first, they need to be respected, means dignified.
那么一个端庄的人，他是一个受人尊敬的人。
A dignified person is respected by others.
那么是一个不放纵的人，是一个谦卑的人。
Is a humble person, not easy to anger.
那么他也可能是一个没有这个人呢，他可能没有很高的学问，没有体面的外表。
He may not have a very good appearance. He may not have a good knowledge.
但是因着他谦卑的言行举止，那么他的干净得体的一些穿着，他会受到人的敬重。
So he is respected because he is a proper and clean dress.
那么他另一个品格，他也不会一口俩舌。
Another one is not double-tongued.
也就是说，他呢对一口两舌的意思就是对同样的一件事情，那么他在不同的场合呢就表达的不同的观点。
Double-tongued means you say different things, you say different things about the same in different occasion.
那么对于一位要做执事的弟兄或者姐妹
，So whether a brother or sister who want to be a deacon,
那么他通常会有一些机会呢去探望会友。
She or he will have a chance to visit people.
对，他可能会从方方面面得到各方面的这些信息。他会从这些会友或者这些教会的这些弟兄姐妹的口中，他去探望的时候呢，会得到各种的信息。
So they may learn some messages from the people they visit him.
那么他要听到这些话或者这些信息呢，他需要慎重的回应。
So once he heard what their message, he had to be very careful in answering them.
他如果跟这个说那个话，跟那个说那个话，所以呢，他一口两舌的话呢，就会给教会带来纷争，还有或者混乱。
So if he says different things to different people, that would bring confusions and divisions in the church.
所以呢，保罗提出这一点是要告诉我们，一个不正直的人，不管他的能力有多大。他是不能做执事的。
So if a person who is not have a good character, no matter how smart, how good he is, he cannot be a deacon.
那么这里也谈到不好喝酒。
Here says not addicted to wine.
那么不好喝酒呢，就是指就是不被这个酒所控制。
Is not controlled by wine.
那么在新约时代呢，我们饮用水是没有经过任何处理的。
And in the New Testament time, the wine and water are not particularly processed.
所以呢，不像我们过现在我们喝的这个自来水。
It's not like the water we are drinking today from the tap.
所以我们打开我们就可以知道它是干净，可以喝。
Once we turn on, we can drink it.
所以呢，通常呢，人们会用这个酒来招待去家里面的这些客人，不是说给倒水，而是给倒酒。
So usually they will pour wine to welcome visitors.
所以呢，执事可能会有很多的机会喝酒。
So the deacons will have often opportunities to drink wine.
所以他一定要培养这种不好喝酒的习惯。
So he must develop a habit not to be addicted to wine.
那么这里又谈到说，他还要有，他还应该不贪不义之财。
There's not greedy for unrighteous money, dishonest money.
那么执事呢，很可能会，这个接到这个会友送的一些这些礼物呀什么的这些情况。
So deacons may receive gifts from members.
那么他一定要做好预备，要抵挡这些一切的诱惑，免得陷入一个罪，陷入罪中。
So he has to be prepared to.Defend himself not to fall into temptation.
那么当然了，弟兄姐妹们为了表达他们的爱心还感谢。
Of course, brother and sister may thank you because they love you.
那么当执事了或什么去探望他们什么，他们可能会给一盒糖果呀，或给做一个好的吃的呀。
So when deacon to visit the families, they may give some candy or some good treats.
所以我们做执事的也不能就是拒绝这种爱。
As a deacons, we should not refuse those.
那么让弟兄姐妹们以为你是一个不食人间烟火的人。
So people may not think you do not understand customs.
那么呢，我们要注意，但是呢，我们也要体谅别人的爱心。
We need to be careful, and we also have to appreciate people's love.
那我们再看第十节，他这里说，他说这等人也要先受试验，若没有可责之处，然后叫他们做指示。
So verse 10 it says, and let them also be tested first.Then let them serve as deacons if they prove themselves blameless.
那么好的品格呢，其实是一种自然流露出来的一种性情。
So the good character is something that naturally flow out of a person's personality.
那么人呢，其实有时候为了某种的目的，他可能会在一个短期内表现得很好。
For people who may present themselves very good,Within a short time.
所以在这里这句话的意思呢，我想它不是说是指一段特定的试验期。
And the words here does not mean there is a specific time for trial.
而是只要在日常的一些行为、人事为人的一些过程中，小心观察他们的这些品行和他们对待真道的这个持守。
So in another word, we should be observing how they treat people and how are they versed in the God's words.
他肯定说也不会告诉他说、哦、我们要考察你一年了半年了，我们想让你做执事，他不会这样的告诉这个人。
It's not saying that we're going to be observing you for a year or two.
只是慢慢来观察。
Just observe.
那么我就想到呢，就是我当时呢，这个去上2011年呢，我去南卡上神学院的时候。
It reminds me in 2011 when I went to seminary in South Carolina.
那么我被神学院录取的时候呢，学校说的是要酌情减免我的学费，看情况减免我的学费。
The school told me they're going to, depending on the situation, they may decrease my tuition.
所以而且并且要求呢，在4到6年内读完。
And required me to finish my study within 4 to 6 years.
那么一般这些美国人呢，他们一般有4年就读，差不多读完了。
Most Americans will finish in 4 years.
那么我呢，用了5年读完。
And I spent 5 years completed.
那么。我读在5年的过程中呢，学校不但没有收我的学费。
Not only in those 5 years, the school did not ask for my tuition.
那他还免了我的书费。
They also gave me free books.
而且呢，他还帮助我呢，有时候就是对一些紧急的家庭开支也给予一些帮助。
And also helped me with some emergency, issues of the family.
那么我其实我是毕业的时候我才知道。
Actually, I didn't know this until after I graduated.
那么学校呢，其实对每个需要经济支持的学生呢，有一个1年的考察期。
Usually, the school have an observation of those who have a financial needs for a year.
那么这个期间呢，他就是观察你的学习成绩，还有你为人处事的品格。
So they observe your character and how your study going.
因为他在教导我们，就是做一个传道人，最重要的不是你懂多少的知识，更重要的是你的品格。
So for a minister, it's not important how much knowledge do you have, but more important how good a character you have.
所以呢，一年后呢，他们就决定呢，免除我的全部学费。
So after a year, they decided to, forfeit all my tuitions.
那么学校呢，还为每个这种有经济这个需要经济支持的学生呢，设立一个账户。
And they also set up an account for those who have financial needs.
那么每年呢，他一次，每年一次呢，他向这个支持神学院的这些教会、个人或者什么组织，他介绍每个学生这一年的情况。
So they will give a report of the yearly report of the students being supported by the churches and organizations.
那么然后呢，就接受这些自由的奉献。
So they can receive the free offering.
那么我毕业的时候呢，我记得我的账户上呢还有1000多块钱。
So after a time of my graduation, there was a balance about $1,000 on my account.
当然这些钱最后要归到学校里面。
But those money will return to the school.
那么这里面也谈到说，他没有可折之处。
It says they have nothing to get to be gained.
那么这个没有可折之处呢，并不是说这个人不犯，没有犯过罪或者不犯罪。
This does not mean they do not commit sin.
那么如果这样，那就肯定没有一个人能符合这个资格了。
If that's a requirement, nobody would qualify.
那么这里乃是指生活中没有令人谴责的这些丑闻之类的事情。
So in other words, it means in your life that you don't have anything that can be rebuked about.
我们在第十一节他也在谈到品格。他说女执事也是如此，必须端庄，不说谗言，有节制，凡事忠心。
The verse 11 it says the wives likewise must be dignified, not slanderers.
那么从括弧里面我们可以看到，女执事在原文的字面意思，它是女人的意思。
In the Chinese Bible, I'll assume there is a qualification, says women.
那么女人这个词呢，一般有三种解释在这里。
So there are three meanings of the word women in the head there.
有的解经家说它是指执事的妻子。
Some says it means to the wives.
有的人是说指执事的这个助手，女助手。
Some refer to female assistants to the deacons.
也有的人就说这个就是指女执事本身。
Some say it pointing to women deacons.
那么我这里呢，就把它当作是个女执事呢，我们先来理解。
So I want to just emphasize as women deacons.
那么对女执事的这个品格的要求和对男执事的这个品格的要求其实非常相似。
Actually, the requirements for women deacons and men deacons are almost identical.
那么他在这儿说，一个说不说谗言
，not a slander.
那么这个不说谗言呢，就是说不去诽谤他人。
In other words, you don't gossip and say bad things about people.
那么他不在背后说有损人格尊严的话。
Do not say things in people's back against their personality.
损害他人名誉，没有确切证据的话。
Without any evidence, destroy people's reputation.
那么这是警告这些做执事女执事不要东家西，这个长东家长西家短的这些传邪话。
So in other words, remind the women deacons not to be a gossiper.
那么要他们保守自己的口舌。
They have to guide their tongue.
那我想当然这是对女执事这样说，其实对男执事对弟兄呢也是一样的要求。
So of course the same requirement should also apply to brothers and the men.
那么这里说凡事忠心，那么他意思是他是教会一个可以信赖的人。
It says faithful in all things means can be dependable.
那么遇到困难时呢，他不会逃避。
They will not run away at times of trials.
他不会考虑个人的得失。
They do not worry about the personal gains and loss.
那么他会以教会的大局为重。
He will come only put the church's benefit at first.
那么在当时的教会呢，很多人需要经济上的支持。
In those days, in the church, many people need financial support.
所以执事呢，常常就会给这些有需要的人去发这些救济金。
So the deacon's job is to give the financial support to people.
所以他们会，所以这是一个极大的诱惑。
That could be a good, great temptation.
那我们看了做执事的这些好的品格，我们再看做执事的另一个要求。
Now we can see another requirement for deacons.
那么就是执事要持守真道。
Holding the faith.
这是在第九节我们看。
The verse 9.
他说要从清洁的良心固守真道的奥秘。
They must hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience.
有人这样讲，他说真道只能存放在清洁的良心里。
So people have said that the true faith can only be in the clear conscience.
我同意这种说法，因为善与恶、光明与黑暗、清洁和污秽，它是不能共存的。
So it basically means that good and evil, light and dark cannot coexist.
所以呢，我们千万不要以为说做执事只是一个打杂的。
We do cannot think to be a deacon is just some kind of a worker, the helper.
那么既然不用站讲台，那么只要办事能力强，能吃苦耐劳，就可以不管其他的，就可以了。
So we think only need they be a good workers, diligent workers, that be okay.
那么就可以不管他的灵属灵的光景，也不需要圣经的装备。
So we don't have to care about their spiritual growth.
那么这是完全不对的观点。
That's a wrong attitude.
因为任何在教会侍奉的人，不管事情的大小，他一定要对真理有认识。
So whoever serves in the church must have a good understanding of the truth.
而且他一定要对真理要真的是要去持守。
He has to really hold on to the truth.
特别是在执事会那么服侍的这些弟兄姐妹。
Especially the deacons who serve in the church.
因为他们有好多时候呢，要为教会，要代表众弟兄姐妹，要做一些重大的决定。
They will make decisions on part of the members for the church.
所以他要向全会众负责，他要向主耶稣来交账。
So they are responsible to the whole church, and they are also accountable to Lord Jesus.
所以呢，如果是不管圣经教导的真理，只靠自我主观和世俗的这些标准来做选择。
So they cannot make choices according to what their common sense, like not according to the truth of the Bible.
那么这会出现很大的危机，会成为不好的见证，会得罪神。
So otherwise, they can put the crisis in the church and offend God.
那我们知道教会呢，应该是一个属灵的家。
We know that church should be a spiritual home.
那么一切的活动应当是以兴旺福音、装备圣徒，成为我们的中心。
So the focus of the church is to spread the gospel and equip the saints.
大家呢？但是呢，现在呢，大家从媒体上或者回中国大陆的这些弟兄姐妹，他们也去过一些三自教会，他们看到。
So some of the people learned from the media, or they went to observe the Chinese three self churches.
那么在中国的一些三自教会，他们礼拜堂没有十字架，十字架被取了。
In the Chinese churches, the threeself churches, they do not have a cross.
而国家领导人的画像挂在了上头。
They put the portrait of the leaders, political leaders.
那么国家领导人的语录写在墙上。
They put their words on the wall.
而且诗班唱的有时候唱的是赞美共产党的赞歌。
So sometimes the choir of the church will sing praises to the members of the Communist Party.
所以每个神的儿女，我们可以想一下，这是神的教会吗？
So is that a church of God?
那我们再来看一下做执事的另一个要求。
Let's see another requirement, qualification.
就是要做执事呢，要有好的家庭关系，还有好的家庭的管理。
Good family relationships.
那么好的家庭关系和管理，主要我们从十二节来可以看到。他说
，We can see in verse 12.
他说，执事只要做一个妇人的丈夫， 好好管理儿女和自己的家。
The deacons, each be the husband of one wife, managing their children and their own household well.
那么好的家庭关系首先体现在 有好的这个夫妻关系。
So a good family relationship must have a good relation between the husband and wife.
那么好的父母与儿女的关系。
A good relationship between parents and children.
那么夫妻要彼此忠诚，彼此敬重，彼此理解。
So the, between the husband and wife, they respect each other, they be true to each other, and love each other.
大家可能听过这样一句，我可以说是名言吧。他说，夫妻彼此相爱是送给儿女最大的礼物。
You may have heard that they say the best gift parents can give to their children is the love between themselves.
那么父母呢，要平衡与儿女的关系非常重要。平衡 balance 他们对儿女的爱。
什么人的
父母亲。
So the balance between parents is important for the children.
那么搞不好呢，就会影响父母的关系。
Otherwise, it may affect the relationship between husbands and wives.
那么也会影响儿女之间的关系。
It also affects relationship among the siblings.
那么父母对儿女呢，最好不要有偏心。
So there shouldn't be any favoritism between parents and children.
那么让儿女呢感到不公正。
So that children say it feels not fair.
那么会在儿女之间呢产生矛盾。
So it can create conflicts.
那么要知道，我们都是罪人，我们都有嫉妒心。
We know that we are all sinners. We all are jealous.
那么更不好的情形就是呢，父母各自爱不同的儿女。
The worst thing is that parents love differently with different kids.
那么这样呢，会影响夫妻关系，也会让儿女不和。
So this will affect relationship between the spouse and also affect the harmony among the kids.
那么圣经中最典型的例子，我想到就是以撒和利百加，那么与以扫和雅各之间的关系。
So the best example in the Bible would be in the relationship between Esau and Jacob.
那么圣经创世纪25章28节他这样写道，以撒爱以扫，因为他常吃他的野味，利百加却爱雅各。
So in Genesis 25:28 it says Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob.
所以也就是说在这个家庭中明显就分成两派，对立的两派。
So there are two opposing parties in this home.
那么我们从圣经中我们也看到，最后这个兄弟俩人成了仇敌。
We can see that the brothers became enemies.
那么他们的后代最后也彼此为仇。
So their descendants also become enemies.
那么最不好的情形，我想是父母的一方和儿女关系似乎处得很好。父母的一方，夫妻中的一方，
什么是一方？
或者妻子或者丈夫一方，父母中的一方跟儿女处得很好。
Oh, in other words, one of the parents may be treating the children well.
那么让另一方呢显得非常孤立。
So this would isolate the other person.
那么与儿女好的一方呢还沾沾自喜可能。
So the ones who have good relationship with the children and stand on one side.
那么以为他自己做得很好。
So he thinks that maybe she thinks that she is very good.
那么其实这是一个很愚蠢的行为。
Actually, this is very stupid.
因为他损害了神所设立的夫妻关系。
Because they have destroyed the relationship established by God for the parents.
那么这样的话呢，他也不可能得到儿女对他的敬重。
In this way, he could not receive the respect from their children.
那我们再看好的家庭管理。
Let's look at good family management.
那么好的家庭管理呢，体现在所有家庭成员对财产和时间的管理上。
Good management in the family is the management of time and property.
那么作为基督徒，我们都有知道，所有的财产和时间都是神赐给我们的。
We know that all our property and all our time are given by God.
所以我们要把我们这些时间和财产用在那些荣耀神、有益于他人的这些事上。
So that we use our time and use our property resources to glorify God and to edify others.
所以呢，做父母的不但要思想自己如何按圣经的教导使用自己的财产和时间。
So, as parents, you must follow the teachings of the Bible to use your time and your resources.
那么也要教导我们的儿女来从小这样来做。
It also teach our children to do the same.
那么这样对他们长大过基督徒的生活会带来很大的帮助。
This will help them as they grow, become a Christian.
那我举一个例子，那么虽然圣经教导我们要十一奉献。
Let me give you an example. Even the Bible teaches us about the tithing.
那么对很多基督徒来说，虽然良心上常常受到责备，但是就是很难做到。
For many Christians, even though they might be feeling rebuked in their conscience, but it's hard for them to tithe.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们以前没有这样做。
Because we have never done it.
改变是非常重要的。
To change is
非常难的。
Very difficult.
那么就像我们犯罪一样。
Just like when we commit sin.
我们从罪中悔改真的是很难。
It's difficult to repent from sin.
但是我们知道神会给我们这个恩典。
We know that God can have a grace for us.
那么有人进行过一样调查发现。
Someone has conducted a survey.
那些很容易做到十一奉献的基督徒。
For those Christians who are difficult in tithing.
是因为他们的父母亲从小就教导他们来这样做。是因为他们的父母亲从小就教导他们这样来做。
So those who can do it.
对，就这些现在的这些基督徒，如果能容易做到，是因为他们父母从小就教导他们这样做，长大了就不容易做。
Sorry, I misunderstood. For those children who grow up who tithe themselves, it's because their parents did that when they were young.
所以呢，平时呢，我们说小孩子也可能得到各种的礼物，那么或者一些零花钱什么的。我们如果父母是教导他们从小就知道这些真的是要拿出十分之一来要献给神。
So parents should teach children also about the tithing for whatever the money they have.
那么让他们从小培养这种习惯，那么越来越长大了呢，他们就不会觉得这是一个难的事情了。
So once they have developed the habit of tithing, when they grow up, it won't be difficult.
他们会把这个养成一种习惯。
So it would be a habit for them.
那么有的父母亲呢，可能会觉得这样很愚蠢。
So some may think this is stupid.
以为会让他们的孩子将来失去很多的财产。
So make their children lose their property in the future.
那么但在圣经马拉基书三章七到十节这样告诉我们。
So in Malachi 3:10 teaches us.
那么他这样讲马拉基书三章七到十节。他说万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常撇离我的典章而不遵守，现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问说，我们如何才是转向呢？人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物。你们却说，我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当谢的供物上，因你们通国的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到我们身上。万军之耶和华说，你们要将那当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
Malachi 3 verses 7 to 10. From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? Will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have I robbed you? In your tithes and contributions. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need.
那么这些话呢，都是这儿说是万军之耶和华他亲口说的。
So all this word was said by the Lord of hosts.
那么我们每一个弟兄姐妹可以想一下，你相信吗
？So each one of us can think, do you believe in this?
再看时间的使用。
Let's talk about the management of time.
那么神给每一个人一天都是二十四小时。
So give.God give us each one 24 hours a day.
那么每天呢，除了八小时的睡眠时间
，other than 8 hours of sleep.
那么做学生的也好，那么上班的也好，那么也有八小时的这个工作或者学习的时间，在校时间。
Whether you are working or you're students, you have 8 hours of working hour.
那么就是每个人一天中还剩下八小时，那么我们怎么来用
？And then we have 8 hours left.So how are we going to manage it?
那么我们当然我们还想到，不管学生还是上班的，我们一个星期还有两天的周末的时间。
We also have two more days of a weekend.
那么对于基督徒来说，我们怎么来用平时的这个工作日的这八小时，还有周末的这两天
？So for Christians, how do we manage the 8 hour spare time and also the two weekday?
那么主耶稣呢，在约翰福音的十五章五节，他这样的讲过。他说：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。”
So Jesus said, "I am the vine; you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, I in them. For apart from me, you can do nothing."
那么这主耶稣基督告诉他的门徒，也告诉我们，就是我们做一切事都要以信靠耶稣基督为中心。
So this is what Jesus telling us, not only just the apostles and all of us, what we should do.
如果我们相信主的话语，我们一定会拿出一定的时间会和主亲近。
So if we believe in God's words, our Lord's words.We must spend our time to be close to Him.
因为这里主耶稣告诉我们，这与我关乎我们的生命。
So this regarding our life.
那么神命令我们每个主日来教会敬拜他。
God has ordained us to come worship on each Lord's Day.
那么也鼓励我们参加教会的其他的活动。
Also encourage us to participate in other church activities.
那么使弟兄姐妹呢能在一起的时间来敬拜神。
So that we may get together and worship God.
来学习和分享神的话语。
To study and share God's word.
来彼此扶持，彼此交通。来一起靠主的恩典，来在他的真道中一起成长。
So that we may have a fellowship, we may support each other, so that we may grow in His truth.
所以呢，在家庭时间管理方面，那么父母亲不但要善用自己的业余时间，也要教导儿童儿女用他们课外的时间。
So not only we as parents should manage our spare time, we should also teach our children.How to manage?
那虽然不同的家庭很是有不同的情形
，so different family may have a different requirements.
但是呢，当我们按照神按照事情的优先次序来分配我们的时间的时候
，so we if we spend our time according to our priority,
我们一定要把亲近神放在我们的第一位。
We should put draw near to God as the first priority.
因为在雅各书的四章八节，他这样告诉我们：“他说，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呐、啊，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人呐、啊，要清洁你们的心。”
So James 4:8, it says, draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
可以这样讲，我们的心哪里用得多，我们的时间也会在哪里用得多。
So where we spend our heart, there will be our time.
那么其实呢，一方面呢，做执事他会花很多的时间和精力。
So as a deacon, you may spend a lot of time and energy.
而且做执事呢，责任重大。
They have heavy responsibilities.
那么再加上呢，每位做执事的这个弟兄姐妹呢，都还有他们的工作，还要照顾家庭。
And in addition, all the deacons, brothers and sisters, they have their work, they have their family.
所以呢，他们格外的需要。会众弟兄姐妹们对他们的爱心支持和鼓励。
So they do require brothers and sisters care and encouragement.
也需要他们的家庭对他们的理解和支持。
And also they require their own family to understand and appreciate them.
那么帮助他们成为神所托付的神的好管家。
So help them to become a good servant, a steward.
那么另一方面呢，每位执事他都是神所呼召出来为他工作的仆人。
On the other hand, all deacons are called by God to be His servants.
那么虽然责任重大，但是神给他们的赏赐也更大。
Even though they have heavy responsibility, but God will give them great reward.
我们一起来看一下执事从神所得的一些赏赐。
So let us, what rewards deacons receive from God?
我们看最后一节十三节
，verse 13.
他这里说，因为善做执事的，自己就得到美好的地步，并且在基督耶稣里的真道上大有胆量。
For those who serve well as deacons gain a good standing for themselves and also great confidence in the faith.That is in Christ Jesus.
那么善做执事呢，也意思也就是说，在执事的这个职分上尽心尽力尽忠。
So serving well means in their responsibilities, they give them all their hearts, all their mind, and all their might.
他们去遵循圣经的真理。
To seek the truth of the Bible.
那么靠着神所赐的恩典完成神所交托的工作。
Using the grace from God, complete the work of God.
那么使教会的各项事务都能够按部就班的进行。
So all the things of the church shall occur orderly.
那么善做执事的人呢，他们也会得到美好的声誉。
So those who serve well will have a good reputation.
那么他们也会信心，也会有极大的信心。
So they will increase their faith.
所以呢，对于越情愿做执事的弟兄姐妹。
So for those who are willing to be a deacon.
那么保罗说，他们会因为这个侍奉，使自己在灵性上更上一层楼。
Paul says that they can increase their spiritual life.As deacons.
那么得到美好的地步，这里他不是说做执事的，那么在基督面前就比别人高一等。
To gain a good standing doesn't mean they are at a higher position than others.
他不是这个意思，他不是这个意思啊，就是善做执事的这个，得到美好的地步，他不是说做执事的在基督面前比别人就高一等。
So doesn't mean.They are higher than others.
而是说这样的人一定会得到大家的尊重。
It means they will be respected by others.
那么会有美好的名声。
Will have a good reputation.
所以，那么做执事的呢，在基督耶稣的真道上也大有胆量。
So they will gain courage in the truth of God.
那么这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
那么这是意思说，在当一个人愿意委身给基督的时候
，When you are willing to commit yourself to Christ，
那么他在教会里负起更大责任的时候
，When you take greater responsibility in the church，
那么他所服侍的主，也就是我们的耶稣基督，一定会给他很多的机会。
So our Lord Jesus Christ will give them more opportunities.
来装备他，来教导他。
Equip them and teach them.
来操练他的信心。
To discipline their faith.
那么使他在真道上大有胆量，使他更有信心来服侍主。
So they may have a confidence in their faith and serve.
那么我们今天呢，一起分享了圣经中教导的关于做执事的资格。和靠着神的恩典在执事这个职分上尽心竭力服侍的这个所得的一些恩赐。
So today we discussed the qualifications of the deacons and what their blessings.
那么从信息中我们可以看到做执事首先要有好的品格。
So first they should have a good character.
那么做人要正直。
Be a righteous person.
那么做执事也要持守神透过圣经教导的真理。
They have hold onto the truths taught by the Bible.
那么做执事呢，还要有美好的家庭关系。
They have a good family relationship.
还有就是以基督为中心的这个家庭的管理。
So they will have Christ-centered family management.
包括时间，包括财务。
Time.And resources.
那么神也应许，执事靠着他的恩典，在教会全心全意的服侍。
God also promised through the grace of Jesus they can serve in the church as deacons.
他不但会荣耀神和给他人带来益处。
Not only they can glorify God and benefit others.
他也更会受到弟兄姐妹的信赖和敬重。
He will receive a trust and respect of brothers and sisters.
并且他的属灵的生命的成长也会大大的长进。
And he will have great spiritual growth.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we come together to thank you and praise you.
感谢你总是用你的真理来教导我们。
Thank you for teaching us with your truth.
让我们明白我们如何做才能讨主你的喜悦。
So that we may understand how should we please you.
天父，就求主你在我们每个你的儿女的心中做工。
May you work in each one of your children's heart.
特别是那些愿意来作为执事来服侍你的弟兄姐妹们。
Especially for those who are willing to serve you as a deacon.
天父，就求主你真的是恩待怜悯他们。
May you have mercy on them.
求主你真的是把那明确的看见放在他们的心里。
So let you put their hearts so they may understand.
主你也多多的赏赐他们。
So that you may also bless them.
让他们知道主你是独一的真神，你是他们的主。
So they may know that you are the only true God.And you are.
主让所有的这些执事们，让他们能够按照主你的恩典，靠着主你加在他们身上的力量，能够来一起的服侍你。
So may all the deacons, by depending on your grace and your strength, to work together.
主让你的教会能够得到该得的荣耀。
So your church may receive the glory.
主让你的教会能够吸引更多的人来到你的殿中来敬拜你。
So that your church.May attract more people into your church.
让你的名被更多人知道。
And may be known by more people.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray and ask in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天有圣餐，所以呢，我们先请杨军姐妹带领我们唱一首诗歌。
So Sister Yang Jun will lead us for a hymn before the communion.
我们大家一起唱《救主舍命心破碎》。
So he died for me of a broken heart.
Thank you.
Before the communion, let's read a passage.
那么我们大家有圣经翻到哥林多前书十一章。
So turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
那么我来读23节到26节。
Verses 23 to 26. 就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来，说：这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每分喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每分吃这饼，喝这杯，是表明主的死。” Verse 23. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took up the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
那么从这里我们可以看到圣餐是主耶稣他亲自设立的。
As you can see, the communion is ordained by Jesus himself.
那么是为了纪念主耶稣他给他儿女所带来的各样的好处或者福气。
Is to remember all the blessings brought for his children by our Lord Jesus.
那么也让我们能够更有力量信心来抵挡罪和各样的诱惑。
So give us the confidence that we can defend ourselves against sin and temptations.
那也能够支持我们度过各样的困难。
And also help us sustain all trials and difficulties.
也能够鼓励我们来顺服神的命令。
Also encourage us to obey God's commands.
那么唤起我们爱主爱人的心。
So stir up a heart that would love our Lord and love others.
也增加我们跟随主的信心。
Can also add to our faith in God.
让我们每日都能够充满盼望和喜乐。
So that we may be filled with joy and peace every day.
那么当我们来领圣餐的时候。
As we come to the table,
那么当饼或者杯那么传到你那里的时候
when the cup and the bread pass to you,
那么如果你拿到饼或杯子之后那么我们一起来思想一些事情
As you take the bread and the cup, let us meditate on something.
那我们思想我们的过去我们的现在还有我们的将来
Let's meditate on our past, our present,And the future.
那么每个神的儿女，每个基督徒，我们过去都是活在罪恶和过犯中。
All of us lived in transgressions in the past.
我们没有盼望。
We did not have hope.
那么是耶稣基督他的爱临到我们。
It's the love of Jesus fall upon us.
那么把我们这些本该灭亡的人拯救出来。
And save all of us who should be perished.
让我们不但有今生的盼望，让我们也能够有永生的盼望。
And yet, not only we have hope for this life, and also for eternity. Even though we may have several decades in this earth, we will have rains and the winds. There will be times of joy and times of hurt. But the Lord promised He will be with us.Until he comes again.
We know
we are only being transient here. And we will have eternity prepared for us.
那我们这里的圣餐呢，它不是我们这个民族国语基督教会的圣餐。
So this table is not only for our church.
所以乃是基督的圣餐。
It's the table of the Lord.
所以呢，如果您已经受洗，那么归入耶稣基督。
If you have been baptized and belong to Christ,
那么成为了一名基督徒。
And be a Christian.
那我们欢迎您跟我们一起来领主的圣餐。
We invite you to join us in taking the bread and the cup.
那如果您还没有信主。
If you have not believed yet,
那么当饼和杯呢传到您那里的时候。
When the bread and cup pass to you,
那么您传到下一位,
just give it to the next.
我们欢迎您有时间一起跟我们来这里敬拜主。
We also welcome you continue to come back worship with us.
来听更多耶稣基督的福音。
To hear more gospel of Christ.
那么但愿神的恩典早日的临到你。
May God's grace fall on you early.
能够跟我们一起来敬拜他。
And worship with us together.We ask the deacons to come forward. We ask our brother Shao Guang lead us with offertory prayer. Our Father in heaven,
we thank you for your grace.
We thank your grace wholeheartedly.
赐下你的爱子耶稣基督,
giving us your only begotten Son.
因为爱我们而被
He was nailed on the cross because he loved us. He died and 3 days later resurrected. To give us a hope for eternity. A glorious hope. Today we take the cup and the bread in remembrance of what Jesus has accomplished for us. May you teach us to examine our hearts. So that we may repent our sins. To focus on you. Because you said you have a triumph against the world. Sin no longer can control us. Oh Lord, we thank you for your grace. Pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. On the night of the betrayed, Jesus took up the bread. After give thanks,
he said,
"This is my body broken for you.
稣说，你们拿着吃，为的是纪念我。我们一起来吃主的饼。
Take this bread in remembrance of me. After dinner, Jesus took the cup. And said, "This is the new covenant in my blood. Blood for many, for the sins of forgiveness."Let's receive the cup.
Once
again, let us give thanks to our Lord for the communion.
现在就让我们大家一起起立，我们唱回应诗408首《福斋景年庙街》。
Let's rise, sing hymn number 814, Blessed Be the Time.
Oh, sure.
请牧师为我们祝祷。
Let's receive benediction.
We will receive God's blessing. That can protect you from falling, make you without blame, joyfully stand before His glory, our only God, the only God, and with glory, power, and authority, and with our Lord Jesus Christ, reign with Him.从万古以前并现今直到永永远远 To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.As in doxology. Please be seated.
We 现在欢迎那些第一次来和我们敬拜的弟兄姐妹或者朋友们。
We would like to help welcome all of you who are first time visiting with us.
如果您是第一次来，我们想请你站起来简单介绍一下你自己。我们很高兴认识你们。
So would you please stand up, briefly introduce yourselves?
Welcome you. 请问这啊这边。我们欢迎你们，希望你们以后能够经常来和我们一起，能够来崇拜我们的主。
We hope you would continue to come back worship with us.
今天报告事项印在节目单上，大家可以看一看。
All the announcements are printed on the program.
本周五，也就是4月19号。我们的平常的这些聚餐、小药理问答还有祷告会取消。我们7:30有特别纪念主耶稣受难日的敬拜。
So this Friday is Good Friday. So our fellowship dinner and the catechism discussion all canceled. But we will have a special worship beginning at 7:30 here in this chapel for Good Friday.
请大家能够一定准时能够来参加。
So please come and join us.
另外，请大家继续报名参加我们的这个暑期退休会。
Please register for our retreat.
现在就让我们安静默祷，结束今天的崇拜。
So we will close our worship with a meditation.